Blog Talk Radio.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, it's 1 o'clock. My name is Sandra Booker, and welcome to American Vernacular. I will be your host for the next 60 minutes as we discuss the political, economic, social, and cultural issues facing our nation from an urban and secular perspective. to American Vernacular on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Folks, we're going to be discussing Gun America today. Tune in and join the conversation.
The Book of Revelation, they would really turn around, straighten up. All we need to do is get the good book, read it, put it to everyday life.
Sisters! Niggas! Whiteys! Jews! Crackers!
Our nation from an urban and secular perspective, we try to keep God out of the thing, and that way we try to keep it real. Today I want to talk about guns. I want to talk about guns and how our nation has become a nation so reliant on guns that nobody can live without the threat of a gun in their face. It's extraordinary how many children are killed daily by guns. Guns that are supposed to be in the home to protect these children, but it ended up becoming the reason these children lose their lives. Guns are used in domestic disputes to settle them, unfortunately. As recently as today, a police officer killed his ex-wife in front of their 7-year-old daughter. You guessed it, it wasn't with an ice pick. There is a study that's come out, published in The Hill, and it says gun owners not likely to use firearms for self-defense. It says a new study attempts to debunk the claim that gun owners rely on their firearms for self-defense. The Violence Policy Center released a study Wednesday that finds people are much more likely to use a gun to kill someone without cause than to protect themselves. Let me repeat that. The Violence Policy Center released a study Wednesday that finds people are much more likely to use a gun to kill someone without cause than to protect themselves. According to the study, gun owners committed 259 justifiable homicides compared to 8,342 criminal homicides in 2012. That means gun owners are 32 times more likely to kill someone without cause than to act in self-defense. These are people who have been given the legal right under the law to have these weapons, claiming that they are so afraid for their lives, they need these weapons, and yet they are the people who end up being the perpetrators of these murders. Murders. We're talking about lives, human beings. Families torn apart, communities destroyed, lives snatched away. Because someone feels they have the right to own a gun. Here's a beautiful story out of Florida, because it's Florida, and you know what we say about Florida. Always something stupid happening in Florida. Too good not to show. Florida man checks if it is loaded by putting it to head, pulling trigger, Take a wild guess what happened. He killed himself. I guess he felt threatened. I live in where people are absolutely horrified of one another that they need guns constantly to feel safe and protected in their homes and in public. Why have we deteriorated as a society to believe that it's the only way we function? And where are those voices and politicians specifically to stand up against it? It's outrageous. And yet we accept it. We have to stop accepting it. Have to stop saying it's okay for men and women and children and kids in classrooms to be killed because someone believes they have the right to have a gun and use that gun indiscriminately on anybody that they claim they're afraid of. See, people who need guns are cowards. And the problem with a cop is that a cop is usually a bully. Guns are for bullies. Guns are for cowards. Guns are for weaklings and the perpetually ignorant. Guns are for rapists and governments that steal land. That's what guns are for. If you need a gun to go to the grocery store, perhaps you should do something to improve the neighborhood where you live. If you need to sleep with a gun, that really is a reflection on who you have chosen to be. We are losing too many lives every day to gun violence in this country. Something must be done to stop it. Guns do not kill people. People with guns kill people. People with short tempers with guns kill people. People who have been convinced somehow they are under attack kill innocent people. Wow. I'm tired of living in a country where I have to be afraid to speak and move and just be around people. Some nut took a gun to a wedding at the Waldorf Astoria and dropped it and shot a couple of people. Because the bullet ricocheted. He wasn't even trying to shoot nobody. Just being an idiot. When I think of all the people that have been innocently killed, animals, it's just outrageous. When do we get tired of the killing? When does the need to kill everything subside? There is some good news in the world. The maker of Colt guns have filed for bankruptcy because the military dropped them. I guess having our guns made outside of the country is just more lucrative than having them made here. But Colt is no more. Goodbye. So long. Imagine if we could get rid of a vast majority of gun makers. How wonderful the world might actually end up being. I'm waiting for the Democrats to show some leadership on gun control, because we need gun control in this country. We don't necessarily need gun control. We need to control people who want to have guns. So I don't need gun control. I just want to control the people. To think that 21 children were killed in a school because someone was able to have a gun who shouldn't have had a gun, and we've done nothing about it, should make us all very, very ashamed and sad as a nation and as a people. I've not heard Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and anybody else in the Democratic Party come forth and say anything meaningful and do anything meaningful to stop the rampant gun violence in this country perpetrated not only by street criminals, but by police officers as well. We are not a civilized society. We are a savage society. We should be called that because that's what we are. That's what we behave like daily. And until we are willing to take some steps to change that, this is no longer, nor has it ever been, the land of the free and the home of the brave. It is the land of the coward and the home of the scared. And we all need to deal with that truth. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me here tomorrow at 1 p.m. for another installment of American Vernacular. You can also check us out at www.americanvernacular.org. Please join me Friday night at the World Stage if you are in the Los Angeles area in Leimert Park. You can get more information on my performance of Angry Black Woman, A Life on Stage, featuring my original music and spoken works. You can get information at www.sandrabooker.com. I hope you join me here tomorrow, and thank you so much for being a friend and a follower of American Vernacular and only on the Black Talk Radio Network. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Take care.